In fact, very fortunate any time to run this guy down, but especially tonight. He is an NFL Network analyst. He is an LA Chargers radio analyst. He is co-host of the Move the Sticks podcast. NFL Network is going to provide live coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit starting tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. But they can't do it without this guy, the legend, Daniel Jeremiah. DJ, what's cracking, dude? How you doing?
What is up, Rome? It is in Detroit. It's actually beautiful outside, and the buzz is already building, man. This is going to be awesome tonight.
It is going to be an awesome night. Listen, DJ, given our years of friendship, I think I've got a pretty good idea of how hard you grind year-round in preparation for this very night, how seriously you take your role in this night. I'm curious, how would you describe your headspace as you get ready to be a part of football's spring spectacle taking place in a great town like D-Town?
Oh, dude, it was funny, man. I was talking to my wife a little bit earlier. She's back home in San Diego. And she said, I was just remembering today that when we were dating, this is like circa 1997, and we've been on one of our first dates, and she goes, I remember asking you, what's your favorite holiday? And I remember thinking you say Christmas, you say Thanksgiving, and you said the NFL draft. And I was like, what?
Great.
So this is something I've always loved, man. So I don't take it for granted. I am very blessed to be a part of it and to to see the scene when they've taken this to cities, man. Like, this is the NFL. They nailed it, dude. Like, it was awesome in New York, and there was an energy there. But you take this thing as a traveling road show, and you get to go to some great cities like this one. It's just, there's nothing like it, man. And there's, my phone's been, blowing up for the last 48 hours with all these GMs and coaches. Everybody's trying to swap information. Maybe it's disinformation. Who knows? But I think the entire league's fired up for this thing tonight.
No doubt. Daniel Jeremiah joining us. All right, so we've been expecting Caleb Williams to be the number one pick overall. And it's been that way for months, right? So what we really didn't expect necessarily was the amount of borderline character assassination of this dude in recent days by anonymous sources. Now, to your point, DJ, some of this is smoke, some of it's not. We see it every single draft season. But given that he was compared to Russell Wilson at his worst, even Prince, of all people, which makes no sense because to me, that's far from a diss. What is your reaction to all the negativity we're hearing about Williams in the 12th hour?
I don't know, dude. I mean, look, if he can sing like Prince or hoop like Prince, it's a heck of a pick, and the Bears, they got their guy.
Right.
I don't know. It's just kind of dumb. There's I've seen the levels of this. Like, every new generation that comes in, right, there's an adjustment. And I've used this comparison. Well, two of them, really. When I first started scouting in 03, we had an older scout in the room, and I remember sitting in there, and he was talking about, I don't know, this guy's got tattoos. Like, do we want this guy? And I'm like, what? Like, I'm like mid-20s, and I mean, is this real? And then it's like every generation, it's kind of things are different, things change. And, there's always people that are holding on to other, to the past. And I use, being in Detroit, I would use this analogy, like, can you imagine, like, the Bad Boy Pistons, like, their thoughts on how NBA players arrive at the arena now, like what they wear? Like, yeah, it's different. It's different. It's just, this is how it happens. Every generation's different, and some people can't adjust to the next generation. So I think it's all kind of silly.
I think it's all kind of silly, and I love that anecdote, that kind of story. Like, well, oh, no, we can't take that guy. He's got ink. He's got tats. We don't want him representing us. You can't trust that guy. He's got a tattoo. Daniel Jeremiah joining us. So after Williams is taken by the Bears, DJ, there could be a run on the quarterbacks. Factoring the potential for trades, that's the unknown variable always. What is the likelihood that we could have three more quarterbacks taken in the top five with Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy all quickly coming off the board?
Yeah, I think it's in play. I think we see three. I think we see one, two, three. It looks like, as we're talking, Jaden Daniels looks like the likely pick at two with Washington. Drake May, I feel confident, is going to go three, with New England holding that pick and taking him, or they get the last minute offer that they can't turn down from the Vikings or from the Giants. But I feel like that third pick will be Drake May. And then it becomes, we're on J.J. McCarthy watch. Is there a situation where the Giants could sit and take him at six? Does Minnesota want to trade up in front of them? I got the sense Minnesota would do they'd spend a farm to go get Drake May. But if they can't get him, I think they'd be a little more measured in their trade offers. So, in other words, I don't know if they would part with pick 23 for McCarthy, because I think they like Penix as well, and they would be content, hey, if we got jumps for McCarthy, we could still take Penix. So that, you know, they're going to get one of those five guys. So that's part of the calculus there. I think if, you know, Minnesota could move up a couple spots to just lock in their guy, sure. But in that scenario, they'd be able to hold on to pick 23. So kind of a complicated way of saying it, Jim, but I do think that we're going to get a very real chance of, in the first 13, 14 picks, we have five freaking quarterbacks go. Is that nuts?
That's insane. That's insane. I was talking about that before you came on, that that's part of what makes this draft so fascinating and why it's going to be so crazy. Daniel Jeremiah joining us. And then, of course, you got the wide receivers, right? I had this tremendous conversation yesterday with Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze, who, besides having the best first name ever, DJ, he's such an impressive dude. I know you know this, both on and off the field. How long is my guy going to have to wait to hear his name called tonight?
He's my favorite player in the draft, Jim. I'm glad you said that.
Wow, dude, I love hearing that from you.
He's my absolute favorite. He's my third overall player, but my favorite player. He's, first of all, as a dude, when you watch him, he can play inside, he can play outside. He can win with quickness at the line of scrimmage, or he can just overpower you. He's the best contested catch guy. Like, you throw it in traffic, not a problem. He'll go get it. He can go get it over the top of you. But for a big guy, he can still run. He's got he's had return value in the past. He can get in and out of breaks. So all that football stuff, right, all great. Then I'd start doing my homework on him as a dude. And the stuff that I got back out of Washington was, like, he is, like, insanely intelligent. You could put him anywhere. He'll pick the offense up immediately. The work ethic is off the charts. Anytime Penix ever wanted to throw, like, I know people would come to work out Penix, and, like, Penix could call Rome with, you know, 5 minutes heads up, and, like, we're going to go to this park and do this. Done. There. He loves football. He's a great teammate. So I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with this dude. And I tweeted it out when I finished watching him after I'd watched the top, you know, 10 or so wideouts, and I said, I gave the same grade to Rome Odunze that I gave to Marvin Harrison Jr., and people lost their minds when I put that out there. But I think as the NFL, as they've got a chance to go through the whole process, I think there's a lot of love for him, man.
Oh, he's so great. I thought, I'd never spoken to him before, and he came on yesterday. It's very clear that he loves football, but this dude loves life, man. He was so comfortable, so conversational, so funny, so smart, so locked in. I mean, I could not have been more impressed. I'm really happy to hear you say what you said about him. Now, the big money, DJ, that was recently given in free agency to guys who can get to the quarterback is just the latest reminder of their value. Before I let you go, which edge rushers do you like the most in this draft?
There are three dudes. They're very close. They're very different. I have it Dallas Turner from Bama, Jared Burst from Florida State, and then Latu from UCLA. But Latu, you got to factor in the medical stuff. You know, he had the neck injury. He got retired from Washington. You know, took some time and then ended up at UCLA and was lights out the last 2 years. So he's the tricky one, just in terms of you got to get comfortable with the medical. I think all three of those guys are really good players. But, Jim, this is, you know, to the previous part of our conversation, it's an offensive draft, man. I think we're going to set a record tonight for offensive players. It's going to be very offensive heavy.
So one last thought. When you tell that story about how your favorite holiday is tonight, on a personal note, the sports media lost a giant when renowned football journalist Chris Mortensen passed away last month. And I thought, DJ, you very, very eloquently described how great of an impact he had on you as a mentor and what he meant to you personally. How much are you maybe thinking about Mort today, considering how closely identified he had been with the draft for so long?
Well, you know, first of all, just on a friend mentor level, I mean, he opened all the doors. People say he opened a door for me. He opened all the doors for me. So I literally owe him, you know, my career for everything that he did for me. And that's on the career side. But just as a friend, one of my best friends, you know, there was an age difference with us, but it was kind of like he was a brother. We talked all the time, and especially during this time of the year. I mean, we'd be talking all day long. In fact, you know, there's been a couple years where I've got lucky on some of these mock drafts and hit some picks. So if my mock draft nosedives this year, you know, look, not having Mort to help me out with some of that stuff, that'll be, you'll look at that and realize how helpful he was to me over the years. But before the draft, we would always get together. He was at ESPN, I'm with NFL Network, and we see each other, we give each other a hug. We pray with one another, and I always treasured that moment, and I'm going to miss the heck out of that moment tonight.
Love that. Love that. I feel you. NFL Network providing live coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. It is in Detroit. It does start tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. My guy Daniel Jeremiah will be all over it. DJ, I know you make it a point to come on when we ask you, even the day of, so I appreciate you. Have an absolutely awesome weekend, and great to run you down, DJ. Thanks so much.
Well, dude, as much as I love Adunza, you'll always be my favorite Rome, brother.
You're the best. You're the best, man. Racked out legend, Daniel Jeremiah joining us. What a great line on the way out the door.